All right, so check this message out. So, well, it's not a message, actually. This is just a friend. I wrote it down as a note to talk about on the show because I was like, wow. And they're fine. Let me just preface it with they're fine now. But a couple I know, so the guy had been let go from his job and didn't tell his wife for 3 weeks.
What?
And eventually, a mutual friend saw him at a coffee shop in the middle of the day and alerted the wife. He came clean. He was embarrassed. And he was looking for work the whole time. And I buy it. Like, it seems like they kind of worked through it and everything. And there was no, like, infidelity or anything. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if he's not going to work, where is he going? You know?
No. I actually didn't even go there for the first time ever. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Wow. Yeah.
Can you imagine if your partner left a job, whether they get let go or they quit, and then don't tell you, especially for 3 weeks? And then, I'm curious, is there anyone listening who left a job without telling their partner? How long until you told your partner? Or your partner kept that from you? 79 Coast, or you can text us, type in the word topic as the first word of your text message and text
imagine
to
77,000. Imagine if we tried to do that.
Huh?
Imagine if we tried to
Wait, hold on. Let me say
that.
Number. For people who don't know how to text, text to 77,000 is the number. And the topic as the first word. Yeah, I don't think that would work on this job.
No.
We can't.
No.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, that's weird. Although, that's assuming, wait a minute.
Sabbatical.
Hold on a minute. No. Because Kelly could leave this job and Jay wouldn't know because he stopped listening.
Yep.
Does he not listen anymore? Does Rachel watch you on TV every morning, Todd?
No. Okay, I don't think she watches me on TV, but she listens to Coast on the way to work because she's got like a 20-minute drive. So
you could get let go from TV and we could still have you in here and she wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Although I'd just say main meteorologist, Todd Guttner.
I gotta go.
Oh, Todd's gotta go on TV. Speaking of, he's gotta go do the forecast.
Man,
snow coming.
I know. I can't wait. It hasn't started yet.
No, but can you imagine? I mean, that would obviously be.
When I was thinking about quitting, I worked at Memic before I started the salsa company. When I was thinking about quitting, I kept asking Jay, and he was like, "No, you can't quit. You know, we don't know if this business is even gonna be anything. You carry the insurance. You carry all this stuff. Don't do it. Don't do it." And then I did it.
Oh.
I quit.
Without telling him before?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know. Wait a minute. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Well, that was an argument.
No. Jay doesn't really get angry. Thank God. No, I called him.
He's like, I cover that for both of us.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the one who takes care of that.
I quit without telling him and I got angry. What?
As soon as I gave my notice, I gave like a 2-month notice because I was scared that I quit without telling my husband.
Okay.
And then I called him and I said, I just did something. And he was like, what? And I said, I quit my job. So he wasn't angry. And looked, it eventually all worked out.
Yes, it did for sure.
But yeah.
Whoa. Someone just texted that this happened in my family. There was a parent who lost a job and it was months before he told anyone. And the marriage ended. Yeah, that's months. How do you even keep that? What about the money?
Yeah, I know.
Like, how are you not? I mean, maybe if you have enough in savings, but now you're pulling out. Yeah, I mean, I guess must be the person who left the job also has to be the person controlling the money.
Yeah, for
sure. Because otherwise, how do you, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. My daughter's father, in other words, they're not together anymore.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's father, we just got this text, left his job right after I had the baby and didn't tell me for 2 weeks. He would just say they were taking a break. Taking a break?
They're taking a break?
What job is like, I think we need to take a break. No, that's getting fired.
That's what happened to your marriage.
Yeah.
You took a break.
Yeah.
A really long one.
So I'm kidding, really, so 79 Coast, okay, maybe this has happened to other people. Now, the couple who I know, this was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I should have asked how long ago. It was they implied years.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, they're fine now. But it was one of those things they laugh about now. But clearly, at the when that first happened, it was like, that's not okay.
Sure.
I mean, honesty is a huge part of a relationship.
Yep.
79 Coast, 792-6278. Or you can post on our Facebook page if you have a story about that. Or shoot us a text, and then it's totally anonymous, obviously, even your voice isn't on the show. You can type in the word topic as the first word of your text message and text that message to 77,000. The person who said parent lost a job and it was months, the bank contacted the other parent with a heads up.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah. And this person said, and that freaked me out enough that I don't think I'll ever share finances with my other half. That's too bad. Yeah.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Ooh, that's not a good day. That's not a good day.
What, when that comes out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. What do you do? I'd be bored out of my mind. I mean, I get your work, and that can be, if you're out of work, that could be a full-time job. You know, trying to find another job, but still.
And the amount of stress and the amount of guilt and then carrying on alive for so long. Yeah. Oh, my God. I couldn't do it.
For a couple days, it would be hard. For 3 weeks? For months?
Oh, my God. 5 minutes. I'm getting anxiety just thinking about it.
Well, luckily, I know that you did sign a contract. So. Don't worry, exactly. Jay. She's sticking around for a while. Yeah.